The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thousands of children are set to be left without a hot lunch from today because suppliers claim changes to the government's school meals programme make providing to small schools financially unviable. 2,000 children are understood to be affected after a number of suppliers withdrew from the scheme in recent days. Now, to talk about all of this, we have Ray Nangle, CEO of school lunch supplier The Lunch Bag, and we also have the Deputy Principal of Kilbaha National School in West Clare, Breed Hanrahan. Good morning and welcome to you both. Breed, I'll go to you first. Tell me about your school.
Good morning, Pat. We are a two-teacher school out here in the very tip of West Clare in Lopead. Quite a remote area, but we've just a population of 20 pupils. But it's like every rural school, I think it's, you know, it's a really essential part hub of the community.
Now, there was a time when you'd get delivery of food that would be chilled, I suppose, and you could reheat it in the school. Is that still going on?
No, as of this morning, Pat, the delivery van came around and I think locals saw it and some of our parents even sent a text in to know, did the food come? But unfortunately, no, they were just collecting their wares basically and bringing them back to base. But this all only came at complete last minute. We got an email at about 11 on Thursday to say that, from The Lunch Bag, to say that this service was being discontinued from Monday morning. They gave their explanation. I understand it's due to the new guidelines from the department, but they left us with absolutely no alternative, and at such short notice they left us completely in limbo here, because we are like remote and we are rural, and virtually impossible for us to get another supplier to come in here and do the same thing again.
Okay, so just to before I go to Ray Nangle of The Lunch Bag, I'm going to ask you what the regime was. I mean, what kind of food you would get and how you'd go about serving it to your 20 pupils.
Well, the food was delivered each morning in a cold box. It came in chilled. We had the variety of hot lunches like most of the suppliers provide. You know, it ranged from pasta to rolls, to hot rolls, I say, and chicken curry, etc. It came in, it was stored in, left in the cooler boxes, and then about half an hour before lunch break, either myself or the SNA in the school would turn on her oven, get to work and heat up the food, and it was served in the boxes. So it's all, you know, and I'm HACCP compliant, and the school is checked regularly for health regulations, etc. And we've had, you know, it was delivered prompt, and there was absolutely no problem with it so far.
So just in terms of, you have 20 meals delivered or whatever, and they have to be heated, and you're given instructions, I suppose, to the duration of the heating period and all of that, and
absolutely, temperature regulations and time, yes.
Yeah, and then the spec of the oven, was that specced by the department or by the supplier?
Initially, we had to find that we had sourced that oven ourselves, because the year we came on board, at the beginning of such was the demand for food and for ovens, that the only way that the Lunch Bag would work with us was that if we could source our own oven, because they had actually run out of ovens that particular summer. And we were very grateful to a local parents who were our past parents of the school, who had a spare oven sitting in their shed, and they donated it to us very kindly.
And
that's the only way we got them in there. It worked perfectly.
And it worked well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then last Thursday, you were told it's not going to happen. From next Monday, no more hot food.
That's so, Ray, and no alternative.
And no alternative. Ray Nangle, the CEO of The Lunch Bag, will you tell us exactly what happened to you and what your justification is for not supplying?
I will, Pat. Good morning. And Pat, may I just say, it's quite a sad day for the school meal scheme as a whole, and not one that we would be quite happy with. Breed, good morning to yourself as well. I know Kilbaha School myself, because I remember 3 years ago when the school meal scheme was coming in. First of all, Kilbaha is down there on the tip of Lopead, and they couldn't find any supplier to be able to give them a hot meal service of any kind whatsoever. We worked with Kilbaha and we joined up with two other local schools down all around that peninsula, and we agreed that if we got all three schools, that would be viable for us to send a van down and deliver hot meals, give the kids an option to be able to order 15 different meals each day and deliver the meals in. But how we were able to make it viable was it was done within coordination with the school. So Pat, how it normally works, so the average size school in the country is 200 kids. So how school meals works in an average size school in the country is we would, the kids would order off of our app from our range of meals. We would produce the meals here in Nina. We would deliver them to the school cold. Then we would have a food operative within the school who would regenerate the meals and would serve them to the
So
the,
how much training would that food operative had and who paid for the food operative?
So within our school, we pay for that food operative. So we deal with the food from the whole way to order, the whole way to it being distributed. But in a small school, it's not possible to do that because we get paid €3.20 per meal. So in Kilbaha's region there, we get, she's 20 students, we get paid €64 per day to deliver that. How it worked for us was we were able to deliver...
To clarify this for our listeners, they might be surprised. To deliver the food, which is chilled, obviously, and then has to be heated up, for 20 pupils, you get, including the delivery charge, €64. That's it.
€64 is what we get paid for the 20 kids in Kilbaha School on a daily basis.
Okay. So what changed then that suddenly made that non-viable?
How we made it viable, and again, I suppose, as you can hear yourself, it certainly wasn't a money-making exercise. It probably was a money-losing exercise, but we firmly believe that every kid in the country should get a hot school meal, and it doesn't matter if a kid is in a large school or a small school, they shouldn't be stigmatized against it. So what we did is we worked with principals like Breeden Schools like them, and we said, right, we can produce the meals, we can deliver them to you cold, and if you can take on the responsibility of putting them into the oven and giving them to the kids, then we won't have the fixed cost of having an operative within the school that we have to pay. The schools like Preed were very, very happy to take on that responsibility. What it meant was we were the food business operator for the manufacturing and delivering of it, and the school then was the food business operator for the reheating and the distribution.
Now, was there any discussion at the time about health and safety? Because, like, suppose someone ends up, perish the thought, with food poisoning. And yes. Then the question is, was it in the food before it went into the oven or was it improperly heated? Do you know?
So again, I'm actually just looking at the notes here for Breed School in Kilbaha. So Breed actually had a visit from the Environmental Health Officer, which is the regulatory body from the FSAI, only last year. And the EHO in that school came in, inspected the whole school, inspected the whole process, and was extremely happy with it.
Okay.
That was only in there last year. Ultimately speaking, Pat, the responsibility for the producing of the meals and the delivery of the meals fell under us. The responsibility for heating the meals and distributing them to the kids fell on the school. But now, when I say that, their responsibility was Breed had to probe the food and make sure it was under 5 degrees when it was delivered, and then she'd have to probe the food and make sure it was over 70 degrees when it came out of the oven. And she would have to record those two figures, under 5 and over 70. That was, and she would have to hold those regulations, and then an EHO from the FSAI would have to go around and visit that school.
Okay, and all of that was kosher, was fine, everything worked out well. So,
perfect, yes.
When were the rules changed and why?
So there was an interdepartmental group set up for school meals in December this year. And on the interdepartmental group, you have members from Department of Social Protection, Department of Health, Department of Education, Department of Children and the Food Safety Authority. And over the past 9 months, that interdepartmental group has worked with the school procurement unit to develop a 97-page document of how school meals have to be run going forwards. 97 pages. So if Breed wants to go out and get a new supplier now, she has to go out with a 97-page contract to a new supplier to feed 20 kids. But within those 97 pages...
An awful lot of people have very little to do with their days to come up with a 97-page document on a fairly simple, straightforward task of supplying a kid with a hot meal. Okay, so I understand all of these difficulties. They decided that schools could no longer heat their own food. Is that it?
So what they decided was that Breed or any member of her staff couldn't assist in the heating and the distribution of the meals in her school, and we as a supplier would have to hire somebody independent of the school to go into the school to heat the meals and to distribute them. So that means we would have to hire somebody for probably 3 hours a day, because by the time to go into the school and heat them and come out of the
and
school.
And even if they got the minimum wage, you've got to do it all out of €64.
you have to do it under 64 euros. So it's just totally inviable to do so. And it's an extremely sad day because we had a process that worked and worked really well. And
also have you identified which bureaucrat actually came up with this brilliant notion that deprives 2,000 kids of hot food?
I let you and your researchers do that one.
Yeah, well, we'll try and find out which department, full name, middle name, last name, anonymous, is responsible for this situation, because it is a crisis for 2,000 kids.
Pat, can I just say to you, it's not a crisis for 2,000 kids. There is 1,000 schools in this country that have less than... The new regulations mean that schools over 100 are viable for a supplier to deliver into. Schools in this country with under 100 are unviable. So while there's 2,000 kids affected by the 82 schools that we've just pulled out of, these new rules and regulations are now excluding 1,000 schools, or they have just made 1,000 small schools in the country unviable to be in the hot school meal programme.
Now, you're hoping, obviously, that this will be rectified by the department. The department will provide more funding. That is the ambition of all of this. Because, Breed, I think you can understand Ray's difficulties, yeah?
Absolutely, and I completely agree with all you said, and I suppose I didn't outline that at the beginning. We probe them at 5 to 9 in the morning, recorded, and we probe again just when it comes out of the oven, or that's at 12:15, and that is there, all those logs are there, and appreciate the fact that he's in touch, that much in touch with what's going on in schools. Just to clarify, I completed my HACCP training prior to taking on this in the school as well, because that's, it's mandatory for anyone who's dealing with food. Do I think there'll be a resolution? I worry that there won't be, and I'm laughing almost at that average number of 200 pupils in the school population. I mean, small schools are between 20 and 40 pupils. That's an average number in small schools. 200 is considered, in realistic terms, is considered a large school. Not in the department terms.
All right. Breed, look, thank you very much for sharing with us. And Ray, thank you very much for explaining to us exactly how this anomalous situation has come about. Ray Nangle, CEO of The Lunchbag, and Breed Hanrahan, Deputy Principal of Kilbaha National School.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.